Part 2. Describe a time that you invited family or friends to have dinner at home or in a restaurant. Say, who organized this meal? Where you had it? What you talked about during the meal? And what you ate and drank? And explain why you had this meal with your friends. I'm going to tell you about a time I invited my parents and grandparents over to my house for tortellini soup. I had just moved into my new house, so I was really excited for this housewarming event. Actually, I was extra excited because I just moved near my relatives after living across the country for years. I planned this event myself because I felt confident in my ability of making tortellini soup. Along with the soup, I prepared an Italian-style salad and some warm homemade bread with it. My mom passed down the recipe to me, so I had years of experience preparing it. I know it's always a hit at social events. During the meal, we talked about memories of my mother, who had passed away 10 years before. Every time we eat her recipe, it always brings back memories of her. After that, we had small talk about our weekly plans and updates in our lives. Furthermore, my family asks me a lot of questions about what home improvement plans I had for my new home. So I showed them the furniture and paint colors I had chosen for the house. We drank Pinot Grigio wine during the meal, which prepared well with the Italian flavors. We met to catch up and enjoy my new home together. It was a simple yet very pleasant dinner party. Part 3. Do people in your country prefer to eat at home or in restaurants? Since I'm from a low-income country, people tend to eat at home rather than at restaurants to economize. Furthermore, the family is very central in my country, so all of the family members come together with the ingredients they have to cook a grand meal together on the daily. When we all pitch in, we all end up saving money and enjoying a higher quality meal than we would at a restaurant. What do people usually cook for special festivals? Although seemingly strange or unappealing to others, guinea pigs are a delicacy in my country. For the Festival of the Sun in June every year, we prepare a guinea pig called Kui and eat it at home with our families, and even sell it on the streets. Sometimes we also prepare a cold dish called chiriuchu, which consists of chicken, guinea pig, fish eggs, and seaweed eaten cold. Still, I understand it doesn't sound tasty to others, but I'm very fond of it. What would you say are the benefits and drawbacks of eating in a restaurant? Well, the benefits are that it's easier, more convenient, less work, and that you are able to try more international dishes whose ingredients you may never be able to get your hands on. Also, at a restaurant, they have interesting cocktails and appetizers to try with your meal. However, the disadvantages are that it's more expensive, you tend to consume larger portions and more calories, and that you don't know the real source of your food. In my opinion, it isn't healthy to constantly eat at restaurants. They should be reserved for special occasions, if you want to try a specific food that you don't know how to prepare, or if you're in a pinch for time. More and more people are having their meals delivered. So will people still cook at home? With the food delivery apps of today, I can see that less people are eating at home. In countries like America, where fast food is cheaper than home-cooked meals, I can definitely see how people would choose that option over cooking at home. However, in my country, fast food is very expensive, so people can't afford to eat out very often. Since we have ample markets with fresh, delicious ingredients available to us, it's not common to go out for meals other than for special occasions.